Devotional. Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We're doing currently in the Daily Devotional a series on the character of Jesus. And today we reach part 62. And to think I thought there was just 60 parts. Today we reach part 62, and today we're looking at meekness, or humility if you will. Being humble means exactly the same. And we turn now to Matthew, the 5th chapter, and verse 5. What is interesting, this is where Jesus starts his Sermon on the Mount, and I've been on the Sermon on the Mount for the last few days, and I can't seem to get away from it. It is so, so powerful. So here we are at the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, and you can imagine the scene. There they all are. All these crowds of people, these 5,000 people, all sitting on the hill, and Jesus is standing there. No PA system, no microphone, no stage. Just Jesus standing on a rock, and he begins to talk. And the first thing he says is, God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And then he says this, God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. You see, beloved, Jesus was so meek and mild and humble. We need to have that characteristic in us. We need to live that characteristic in us at all times, beloved. I once read something somewhere that said, praying for humility, praying to be humble, is a very dangerous prayer. Because for sure, God will do it. And he will teach you humbleness and meekness. He will teach you that and give you that in abundance. But I believe, beloved, it is absolutely vital. And this coming from a man who was an actor and who had an ego the size of Great Britain. Being an actor, you had to have this huge, great big ego, and you had to think that you were better than you actually were. And so when I prayed for God to make me humble, he did just that. And he took away the ego. The ego left. And I was left realizing that it was nothing to do with me. It was all about Jesus. And my life since then has always been all about Jesus. And we need to have that in our hearts and in our minds. And we need to be constantly reminded of how important it is to have a humble heart. Not for what we are going to get out of it at the end of the day. But Jesus does tell us that we will be blessed with one thing, and that is, we will inherit the whole earth. I don't even want to go into what that means. It's not necessary at this point. What is necessary is, I believe you're listening to this broadcast right now and you're thinking, you know what? I don't want to pray for humility. I do not want to pray for a humble heart, but I need to have a humble heart in my heart. I need to be humble and I need to get a greater measure of that. And you're thinking that because of the way that your life has been and has gone. We need to be humble, beloved. Because with humility and with humbleness and with meekness comes a longing to love others. Because if we are humble, if we are truly humble, then our minds and our hearts start to look to others, start to look to other people, to love them and to care for them and to be tender toward them instead of being angry and frustrated and cross. Jane was telling me on Facebook just now about this guy, Daniel, we've just prayed for, this guy who had an anger problem, who needed the calm, needed the storm to be calmed. And she was telling me that he comes from a Christian background. I didn't know that. He comes from a Christian background, so from a very early age he will have learnt about Jesus. But over the years he's just got angrier and angrier and angrier. Why he's in prison, I have no idea. That is not my business. What is my business is to know that God is touching his life, even as we speak and as we prayed. God is touching his life. And I pray in Jesus' name that God is touching his life with humility and injecting humbleness and meekness into his heart, because that will completely change his life. I remember when I realized that I had such an ego. When I looked at it, it was horrible. It was just disgusting to look at. And when I looked at the life of Jesus, I thought, oh Lord, I want to be like that. I want to be so like that. And the Lord said to me, you do not need this ego. You don't need it. What you need is my Son in your heart at all times. All times. And so I prayed for a humble heart. And I've continued to pray for a humble heart ever since. You see, ego can creep back in because Satan comes alongside you and he whispers in your ear and says, do you really want to be pushed down like that? Do you really want people to laugh at you? Don't you want to be proud? Where's your pride, man? But I know who that is. It's the evil one. What Jesus wants is a humble heart. What Jesus wants is meekness. And so therefore, as I conclude this daily devotional, I'm going to pray. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. Look at that. Look at the blessing that you will receive from having a humble heart. You will inherit the whole earth. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't Jesus wonderful? And isn't it good to just keep our eyes focused on him? Isn't it good to know that he is in our hearts and he is directing our lives? You see, God is in control if we give him that permission. If we give Almighty God permission to be in control of our lives, then he will control our lives the way that they need to be controlled. We can keep on that narrow, narrow pathway that leads to the top of Mount Zion, so that at the very end we can say we ran that race and we completed it, and the Lord will welcome us home. He will welcome us into his glory. And what a glory that is. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. But blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the whole earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Just say this prayer with me if you agree with me, and if you want to receive a humble heart right now, pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for saving me. Forgive me for the sins I have committed. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, afresh. And Lord, give me a humble heart. Pour humility into me, Lord. And let my face continue to look at your face. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.